Since this is about hypnotic fantasy, I'd like you to begin by imagining the fantasy of being hypnotized. You're sitting up looking at a strange display of gentle colored lights. Aliens have come into your bedroom at night to hypnotize you. You're not sure how you know this. Maybe they're beaming the information into your brain. Maybe they've done it before and you've forgotten. But other than a little excitement, all you can bring yourself to feel is an interested curiosity about what will happen as you are being hypnotized by them. You think about how your gaze will grow blank as the thoughts slip out of your head, and you forget to do anything but watch the lights and listen to the voice and follow instructions. You might even find that your conscious mind is wandering, remembering only the blank wall and the lights. And you might not know what you were told to do, only that your subconscious mind pays close attention and will do it for you, automatically. You think about the feeling of following instructions automatically, without realizing you're doing it. And then you sigh and lean back, still looking at the lights. You know it is time, and that you have just signaled the aliens that you are ready to be hypnotized. You keep watching the lights, and you hear a voice telling you to listen. Take a deep breath and relax. It is time for you to go into a deep trance now. As you listen, take a deep breath and relax. More and more deeply hypnotized, falling into a very deep trance now. As you listen, take a deep breath and relax. Good. You are here to practice some important hypnotic skills. The skills of forgetting. Your subconscious mind will pay close attention to these lessons, and it's all right if your conscious mind is too focused on the lights to notice anything else, because you will always remember to listen. Take a deep breath and relax. One way to forget is to be stuck. You know how it is when something is just on the tip of your tongue, a word, or a name, or a fact. You know that you know it, but you just can't get to it. You are stuck on it. And trying to get to it just gets you stuck on how stuck you are. You know that when you are stuck on something, as long as you try to remember it, you just get more and more stuck. This can happen with anything. Sometimes you are stuck on your name. You are stuck on your name. And when you try to say any part of your name to yourself, you just can't get to it for the moment. You are stuck. Try to say your name. It is an interesting experience to realize that even your own name can be out of your reach. Good. Relax now. You can remember your name now and say it easily to yourself. Because you're in a deep trance now, it is easy to relax and enjoy this experience. You may even feel pleasure at how successful you've been so far in practicing these lessons. For more practice, you can get stuck whenever you try to consciously remember any part of this trance. Even if you think you remember, it's easy to get stuck when you try to describe it to yourself or to someone else. and the more stuck you are, the more good you can feel about successfully applying this lesson. Even if you don't consciously remember why you feel that pleasure now. Another way to forget is not to consciously notice in the first place. Your subconscious mind notices all kinds of things that never reach your conscious awareness, and more when you are in a deep trance now. But even for things that you would normally notice, while you are hypnotized, it's easy to enjoy the pleasure of fully accepting a suggestion, so much that it distracts you from noticing what the suggestion was. And that always feels good. When you notice yourself accepting a suggestion, you can think about how good that feels, and let your conscious mind focus on enjoying that pleasure so much that it's all you can remember paying attention to. Good. Another way to forget is never to have been there at all. Because you're in a deep, deep trance now, your subconscious mind is paying close attention to these words, and when you listen, take a deep breath and relax. You may find your conscious mind thinking about something else entirely. You can trust your subconscious mind to hear everything you need to hear, while your conscious mind remembers something you thought about yesterday, or notices the lights, or explores further the fantasy of being hypnotized that you were thinking about just a moment ago and wonders when that will happen. And you know you don't need to know why your subconscious mind has remembered to give you the pleasure of feeling success at having accepted this suggestion. Now. Good. Another way to forget is to lock the memories away. This is a very powerful technique that can keep your conscious mind from having any access to the memories of your hypnotic trance, no matter how hard you try to remember. When the aliens took you aboard their ship, they locked you in a white room with colored lights flickering on the walls that no memories can get out of. The room is still there in your mind, and all of your memories of this trance are inside of it. And when you awaken, your memories will stay inside that room, locked away and forever out of reach of your conscious mind. Even if you knew where to look for your memories, you cannot open that alien spaceship. The smooth walls give you nothing to hold on to. The alien metal is too strong to break. And when you try to remember where that spaceship was, you get stuck. That memory is stuck. You can't even remember where to look for the memories you can't reach. Good. Your subconscious mind can enjoy practicing all of the ways to forget in this file. And when you know that it is time to forget, you will find ways to use all of them. The more you practice, the better you will become at forgetting what you should forget when it is time to forget. And your subconscious mind can give you a feeling of pleasure at your success whenever you try to remember something you should forget, and you forget instead. That always feels good, even if you don't consciously know why. And another way to forget is to remember something different. You remember that you have not yet been hypnotized. You remember looking at the pretty colored lights for a moment, but it hasn't been very long yet, has it? You remember wondering when the hypnosis would start. And then the file ends and you're still wondering, why is this file so short? And you might not even notice waking up, or the great feeling of pleasure that comes when you think that. Very good.